We left off in the previous year, just a little bit of Shirayim left from the Sugya. So we began our Sugya by discussing the Machlekes HaRishonim about what is the difference between heating up extra food on Yontif. First, it wants only one bowl of soup. So the halacha is he's permitted to cook the entire pot on Yontif. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos, so the Gemara says clearly that is also, even if a person is permitted to cook on Shabbos for Pikuch Nefesh, he's only permitted to cook that which he needs, not permitted to add on more. So we had a major machlekes in the Rashi and the Ran, whether that was a din d'oraisa or that was a din d'rabbanan. That, of course, carried over to the sugya of when they had water that was prepared for bris mila, and then the water spilled, and then they wanted to heat up more water. So the question was there any possibility to ask a Jew to heat up the extra water for the mila? At least the way some of the Rishonim learned, that the Gemara actually permitted that, as long as there was a pikuach nefesh need, as long as the mother actually needed water for herself, as a cholosh yesh b'sakana, that it would be permissible to add a little bit of extra water for the mila. So that was the shita of the Bahag. So we said on Wednesday that the Bahag shita clearly was that the whole riba b'shiurin is only midrabban anyway. The whole list of adding on extra was only midrabban, and therefore, the situation of mila, they permitted it. But everybody else didn't go that approach. Everybody else went the approach of the Rav that Riva Shurin is an Issa D'oraisa, and therefore the Gemara that permitted adding on more water was not talking about Ayde Yisrael. That was out of the question. It must be talking about Ayde Goy. So we posed the question, well, if it's Ayde Goy, why can't you just ask the Goy to cook the water directly? Well, you have to ask the Goy to see whether the mother needs the water, then add on a little bit more. Should be het the Gomer, Mil Yakam should be mutter for a Mila, as the Gemara sounds like, when the Gemara says you're allowed to ask a Goy to carry the knife for the Mila. So most of the Rishonim developed a whole Yisod that became the basis of many shayos that we have as Manazeh, that there's a difference between asking a Goy to do a D'oraisa and asking a Goy to do a D'rabbanan. To ask a Goy to do a D'oraisa is out of the question. Ask a guy to do it, the Rabbanon, the Mokabila, that's not so bad, that's okay. So that was the approach that we took on Wednesday. That seems to be the way most of the Rishonim assumed, that we paskin, there is such a split between asking a guy to do the Raises, in contrast to asking a guy to do the Rabbanons. Then we had a further question in the Rishonim, how does this carry over to other mitzvahs? Can we equate other mitzvahs to Mila? And Machlokes the Rav and the Rabbanon, we'll make on that also. So when all the dust settled, we came with what we thought was the final psach thought. Still almost the final psach on Wednesday, that based on everything we've been talking about for almost 3 weeks already, starting off with the dechuyos and hutras of Riva B'shiurin, all the gemaras and beitzas and everything, it all came down to the bottom line was, is that Amil Yaakov for Ana D'oraisa is out of the question. Amil Yaakov Ana D'rabbanan B'mokom Milan by extension to a Mokom Mitzvah is going to be permissible. So the one last akuda is the last two of the Marim Kamos on the last page, with the Shulchan Aruch in the Sibin Shin Lamed Aleph in the Sugyas of Mila, the Shulchan Aruch just pretty much confirms everything that we've been saying, but does throw a little bit of a chumra at us. Comes the Shulchan Aruch in Sibin Shin Lamed Aleph, Machshire Mila she'efshal lasosa me'erf Shabbos, enam doich mesa Shabbos. Any preparation for the Mila that could have been done from before Shabbos is not doich Shabbos. Lefikach, therefore, im lo hevi izemel amila me'erf Shabbos, if a person forgot to bring the knife, can't bring it on Shabbos. Even though the carrying of the knife will only be at the Rabbanon, presumably the area is not a real Rosh Hashanah D'oraisa, how could we tell the person, forget doing the bris? The person won't do the bris today because we want to observe the Issa D'Rabbanon. Yes. That the Chachamim told us that we have to keep the Rabbanons, even at the expense of a mitzvah of Mila, which Mila usually carries karis with us, with it. Now that's a little bit of an overstatement. Shulach is quoting from a Gemara. No one's chayv karis over here. If you don't do a Mila on the eighth day, no one's chayv karis. Do the Mila tomorrow. If a person doesn't have a Mila their entire life, then they chayv karis. But it's still, Mila is a very, very serious kind of a mitzvah, and one would have thought that we would have been willing to violate a derabbanan in order to perform a bris Mila. So the answer is we're not. That we will not let you do any derabbanan via daim, any activist of derabbanan, even if it costs you the bris today. What about ayadei goy? V'loma li akam lasosam, to ask a non-Jew to do something for you. If it would only be a drabbanon, even if done by a Jew, then you can ask the guy to do it. So basically, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting everything we spoke about on Wednesday, that a shvus to shvus, but mokom mila is permissible. What if it's something that if you would have done, it would have been a D'oraisa, like carrying a Rishis Ram D'oraisa, like cooking up water, like making a knife, something which would be a real bona fide D'oraisa. Then you're not permitted to ask guy to do it. So the Shulchan Aruch is pasking across the board, like we said on Wednesday, that Mil Yakam on a Derabanan is okay for Mila and for Mitzvahs. A Mil Yakam on a Deraisa is off limits both for Mitzvahs as well as for Bris Mila. So the Mishnah Bura, commenting on that, Shulchan Aruch writes that he quotes in Os Sivkat Nechav Beis. So the Ayin Leel Simin Shin Zayin Sivhei Ba'agod the Sham Hevi Ramah the Eish Makil Mithru Malacha Deraisa Lama Len Yudu B'Mokal Mitzvah. If you remember from Wednesday, we quoted the sheet of the Bala Itur that you're allowed to ask a goy to do even a Deraisa, even for regular mitzvahs. The after of Poskim Chokim Asvarazu, even though most disagree, we shouldn't follow that view. But here the Mishnah Berurah is a cool. Become Mokam the Inyan Mila. Hamekil v'somich al divrayim lo hifsid imim yefshav inin acher. Says the Mishnah Berurah, at least vis-a-vis bris mila, if a person wants to rely basically as a fallback on the shittas of a hag, that's okay. So the Mishnah Berurah just threw a curveball of a kula at us. You know, our conventional wisdom is that we don't really accept the Bahag. We hold that Amil Yaakov on a deraisa is out of the question. We would never, ever ask a goy to do a deraisa for us for all mitzvahs. We don't really follow the Bal Itta. But when it comes to Mila, which at least the Bahag explicitly permitted Amil Yaakov even on a deraisa, those who want to rely on it, Yesha Milismaich. So that's the kula, so to speak, of the Mishnah Berurah. This shaila between the Bahag and the Rashba and the Ra and the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah came up halacha nice the following scenario. I may have spoken about the scenario in another context in the shiurim, but chazah for a little bit. For our guests also, we'll talk about it for a little bit. You may have heard this from me also. A shaila ma'isa shakachoya. I received the following shaila 2-3 years ago from a rav not in Tidech, another community. Called me the following shaila that the baby was born on Shabbos and they were due to do the, they were supposed to do the bris. On a Shabbos, it was a Mila Bismana, but the numbers, the bilirubin numbers weren't perfect. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of what exactly that means, but the bottom line is that according to the evaluation of the Moel / doctor who was making the call, so they wouldn't be able to do the Mila the way the situation looked right now. However, an important however, as we know from the bilirubin numbers, you keep on testing it, the numbers are going down, so then we may be able to pull off the Mila. The last test that was done was Friday, and the Friday's test, the results came back early Friday afternoon. They weren't satisfied. They didn't think that the way by Shem Shom, the way it looked right then, it wasn't acceptable to do the Bris. However, the option was, well, let's do another bilirubin test tomorrow morning, Shabbos morning. If you do another test Shabbos morning, get results back for Shabbos afternoon. If the numbers are going the way they should be, then the Moel doctor would be comfortable with doing the Bris. Of course, the problem is, can we do a bilirubin blood test on Shabbos morning? What exactly is involved in doing this kind of a test on Shabbos? So to have a Jew actually draw the blood and take the blood test, that's absolutely out of the question. As we spoke about different contexts, that's what's called the malach of chovel. He is a derais of chovel. To draw blood from somebody, especially for the purpose of using that blood to run a test, is most probably an issa derais for a variety of reasons, different possible malachas. So that's out of the question, have a Jew do it. The question is, the Jew's not going to do it. The non-Jewish nurse is going to come to the house, going to take some blood, and send her off to a Gresha lab. So at worst, we're only have a Mil Yakam. But we're going to have a Mil Yakam on a deraisa. The Mil Yakam on a deraisa is drawing blood, testing the blood as a malacha deraisa. So can I ask the non-Jewish nurse to come and draw the blood on Shabbos, knowing full well that I'm asking her to do a deraisa, but the goal is to enable the mitzvah of bris mila to take place. So that sounds like the shaila. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the question's over. It's also finished, end of discussion, because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shel Lamed Aleph paskened against the Baal Halachas Gedolos, because he sided against his whole pshat and Rebbeshu and the Raisas, the Rabbanan, all the background we've been talking about for the last 2.5 weeks. So according to the way it all settled, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it was absolutely out of the question. So you cannot ask a goy to do a deraisa for you, even though it's going to cost you a Mila Bismana. Tough to the Bila on Sunday. But according to the way the Mishnah Berurah is willing to be makil, that at least concerning Mila, we have a right to rely on the Shittas of a Hag to permit a Mil Yakam even on a deraisa. Maybe we can argue that. So there'll be a deraisa here. So what? I'm not doing the deraisa. The guy's doing the deraisa. Yes, the guy to do a deraisa to enable a Mila to take place would presumably be okay. One can argue this is still a little bit worse than this case, because here I don't even know the meal is going to take place. It means I'm hoping the meal is going to take place. So here you have to get a little bit of ruach hakodesh. What do you think the numbers are going to be? So, very often the numbers are going in the right direction, and we are pretty confident that it'll probably be okay. So can we just follow this Mishnah Berurah straight out and say that's mutas? I thought it was okay. I thought Lemaisa we have a right to be mekel, and that was the psak that was given. I don't remember, because as usual, they call me the Shah, no one ever bothers to follow until it's good news. So I'm not sure whether the bris, I'm sure the bris took place eventually, it was 2 years ago. I don't know whether it took place in Shabbos. Or it actually took place on Sunday. So I think that would be a modern day application. So today, nobody's carrying knives, and no one's making knives, and no one's chopping down trees to make fires, but today we're still running bully room tests. The modern day application of this particular alumnus. So I think we can kind of make a siyum on the sugya. But I think we started the sugya, I think, the day after Simchat Torah. So I think we've been going to Baruch Hashem, and a lot of issues that were going on in this sugya. Again, it all started off with the Bishop of Shabbos. That's why we're learning it. It started off as when you're cooking for a chayil on Shabbos, can you add on more water? So the Gemara said no, but the Gemara said yes. How do you understand that? That opened up for Dechuyas and Hutras and Yantav and Shabbos and Milas and Mitzvahs. So many things carried over, but that was the original source of the sugya. Okay, now we begin our...